all the neighbors that Charlie ever saw is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and it's going to be interesting here. I've got, okay, let me tell you what I've got. I got I've got pairs of tickets to Kids Bop, plus Ed Atkins. I've got your tickets laying in front of me here, and that includes two tickets to get in the State Fair. So I got two entertainment tickets, plus tickets to get in for Ed Atkins, if you want to pick those up. Now, I've got two pairs of tickets for Kids Bop tonight, and I need to draw for those right now, but how will I know that you're listening? Let me do it this way. How many of you want to go to Kids Bop? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Kids Bop is tonight. Is that, you'd have to pick up these tickets here today quickly, because that entertainment's tonight, Kids Bop. Okay, 740-383-9944. Let's see how many want to go to Kids Bop tonight at the State Fair. Okay, here's somebody. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, a while ago you was talking about that one road that goes quite a ways across, yes, Marion County. You wouldn't been talking about Marion Williamsport, would you?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you had an answer or not. But
yeah, I got an answer, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Right. Okay, now, how many of you would like to see Kids Bop tonight? 740-383-9944. And before near the end of my program, I'll do the drawing for the talent for tomorrow night, Chris Young. Okay, caller, go ahead.
We were calling to say that we wanted to Kids Bop.
You want to go to Kids Bop?
Yep.
Okay, that's tonight. You know it's tonight?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your name?
Brittany Garneau.
Britton, okay, Britton, I'll write your name down here, but you're going to have to come in here and get your tickets today.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put them aside right now. Okay, Britton.
All
okay.
Right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, there you have the, one set of the Kids Bop tickets. Okay.
By 1 o'clock.
By 1, oh, yes, be here by 1 o'clock, Brittany. Britton. By 1 o'clock today, because after that, our door is shut. So you got to get your tickets by 1 o'clock today. Okay, now, let me hear from somebody else who wants to go to Kids Bop tonight. Kids Bop tonight at the Ohio State Fair. All right, 740-383-9944. I have one pair of tickets left for whoever would like to see Kids Bop tonight. Okay, and I can squeeze out, I tell you what, for Britton, I'll give you two tickets to get into the State Fair. Okay. And anyone else that wins these talent tickets will get, you know, tickets to get in the State Fair. How about that for a Now, that is a good deal. 11:20 is the time. Okay, as you heard Terry Klein talking about, there'll be a drawing for a ride, for the meal, the first night at the airport, and we'll talk about that later on. but $50 a ticket. But that puts you in for a drawing for a long, long ride on a World War II P-51 Mustang. Man, a lot of people give their eye teeth to get on that. Woo! Okay, now, let me see. Tomorrow, James Anderson will be with me. And we're going to talk about that new bug. That bug that has invaded in some part of Ohio. And it's like a killer bug. It can actually cause death. Hey, kids, what's next? Okay, who wants to go to Kids Bop tonight? Give me a call. Kids Bop tonight tickets. I got them free of charge, plus a ticket to get in. All right, 7403-39944. Kids Bop tonight. And you got to pick up these tickets by 1 o'clock. All right. Kids Bop tonight at the Ohio State Fair. I've got two admission tickets and two tickets to see and hear Kids Bop. Okay. Big day here to keep track of everything, too. Now, at the end of my program today, I will draw for two tickets to go to the talent for tomorrow night. And that talent tomorrow night is Chris Young. So we'll be giving away two tickets for that. All right. Kids Young tomorrow night. Kids Bop is tonight. Do I have another taker? And Ed Atkins, your tickets for Kids Bop right here. Okay. But I need to know or need to have a winner for or somebody that would like to go to Kids Bop. I got tickets. I got a pair of tickets to Kids Bop tonight and two tickets to get into the Ohio State Fair. Yeah, how about that? 7403-39944. 11:23 is the time. And, oh, questions. Yeah, I also have questions, too. And, egads, I got more things here. Let me see. Yeah, if you win, I'll write your name down for tomorrow. And I'll be drawing yet at the end of my program for Chris Young for his performance tomorrow. I'll be drawing those tickets at the end of my program. Okay. But I've got Kids Bop tickets for tonight. A pair of tickets. Kids Bop isn't quite as, it isn't as popular as some of the talent they have at the State Fair. Like Toby Keith, oh boy, REO Speedwagon, and Hank Williams Jr., oh my goodness, Hank Williams Jr. Our phone lines will be crowded for that one. Okay, 11:24 is the time, and I will make a drawing at the end of my program today for the Chris Young show tomorrow. But right now, if you call me and want to go to Kids Bop, I'll give you two tickets to get in the fair and two tickets to see the show. And four to go. 11:24 is the time. Oh, yes, it's a great day, isn't it? If you don't weaken, as the old-timers used to say. You know, old-timers used to say a lot. Remember, some of you may not be old enough to remember all these sayings from old-timers. I can remember so many of them. But sometimes I need to have my mind prodded, to remember these old sayings. What was it? Something that in time will do... anyhow. If you want tickets to Kids Bop tonight, call me. Simple as that. 7403-39944. Or these tickets will go unclaimed. Because the show is tonight. Kids Bop tonight. And at the end of my show today, I'll be drawing tickets for the Chris Young. I've got three pairs of tickets for Chris Young. Okay. Three pairs for Chris Young tonight. It's a great day, isn't it? Okay. and 740-333-9944. What do you think about the weather? Weather not too bad this week, is it? It's going to warm up some. Can you imagine wanting rain and wanting it to warm up a little bit after last month or last weeks and weeks facing 90 degree heat? Can you imagine the people working in factories? Wow. What they go through. Because factories, you know, not all of them are boxed in. They have open doors. Because everything that's built in a factory goes out the back door. And some of it goes out that day to its destination. And so factories are not exactly cool off 100%. And think of those factory workers and working hard to keep Marion on the ball. All right. And themselves. 11:26 is the time. And I don't know for around here, we won't have the 17-year locust. I don't believe right in this immediate area. Now, sometimes the 17-year locust will pop up in different locations in Ohio. And when it comes out, oh, it's everywhere. But isn't it interesting how scientists can predict the 17-year locust? And, boy, they'd have to know when they first buried themselves in the ground, I guess. I don't. How would you? How would you determine to say, well, next year the 17-year locust will be out over here in Morrow County? You don't know. How would you know? Okay, but James will be on with me tomorrow, so don't forget. All right. And let's see. What else do we have? My milkweeds are going great. My milkweeds, I examine them when I can get to them every now and then for the larva of the monarch butterfly. And I've got 11 milkweed plants growing great. Now, come this fall, if I'm able, I'll do what I did last year. Open up those pods once they dry out and take the individual pieces of kapok, put it in the air and watch it fly away. And then come more milkweed plants for the monarch butterflies. Now, I wish I could put something in the air to attract bees. I've got that bee plant out in front of our house. The only thing I've seen on it so far are the smaller, like bumblebees. What are they? That's something else I'll have to ask tomorrow. What are those smaller bumblebees? Oh, they're baby bumblebees? I don't know. But here I've got this bee plant, the bee balm, and there are no beehives anywhere around me. So what am I aiding? Am I aiding honey production? Well, I doubt it because I don't think bees know where I live because there are none right around me. How far away is the nearest beehive to Clarendon? 740-333-9944. All right, another question here. Let me register you for tickets for tomorrow. Let me see. I got this frog in my throat. Wish he'd leap out. What was the name of the restaurant, the original name, back maybe 15, 20 years ago, the original name of the restaurant that burned down on Main Street? And stayed there for about 3 years before it was cleaned out. What was the name of it originally? It started with the letter P. And if you can answer that, I'll throw you in the bucket. Feet and all, yes. And register you for the tickets that I'm going to give away at the end of the program today. Now, if you want Kids Bop tickets, my lines are open and I can give away two.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
What time do you get off the air?
At noon.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you. I'm the fellow that left the fans for you, and
oh.
I'm glad to hear that you give them away.
Yes, yes. Great. So, okay.
So after you get off, I might call you before you sneak out of there.
Okay. Yeah. Do it quick. My wife's got dinner on the table.
Well, I'll be over for dinner then.
Okay. We'll see ya. Okay. Yeah, the man with the fans. Okay, I appreciate those. 11:32 is the time, and we're back once again. I sure would like to register you for the drawing for Chris Young. Chris Young is tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. It's 7 p.m. Chris Young, tomorrow night, 3 pairs of tickets I've got for Chris Young. Okay. 3 pairs. 7403-399-44. Ed Atkins, his tickets for the Kids Bop are here. I've got a young lady that's going to be picking up kids for Kids Bop. Okay, caller. Yes, we're on the air.
Yeah, Charlie, was that name of that restaurant Portofino?
Yes, it was. Portofino. All right. I'll put your name here for the drawing. And what is your name?
Becky Thacker.
Okay, one of the Thacker girls. Okay, Becky. Thanks.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. But, let me see. Okay. Now, if, yeah. Okay, I'll make that drawing here about 26 minutes from now. All right. Okay, but in the meantime, if you want Kids Bop tickets, give me a call or come in quickly. Got to get them by noon today. Kids Bop. Because it's tonight that Kids Bop are at the State Fair. Okay. Let me see. What else have I got here? Last year, the Ohio Swiss Festival was on September the 29th. I wonder if it is probably close to that this year. Oh, I can taste that cheese now. Mmm. Hey, boy. Oh, I tell you, Gugusburg. They had the winning cheese last year, and I think a couple of the other years. September 29th. Boy, that's not very long after the big EA, or not the EAA, but the big fly-in at the Marion Airport. Okay, I never got the title of the fly-in as it used to be at the airport. What was it called? Any pilots listening? Or anyone that was at that show a few years ago, well, quite a few years ago, and they had all these planes, rows of them, and you were kind of, the pilots stood by their planes and really didn't want you to touch them because they had spent thousands of hours building these themselves and flying them. Oh, boy, that was quite a sight to see. And they were fast airplanes, most of them. But they were the experimental class. What was the name of that fly-in? Okay, 7403-399-44. And what else do I have here? Now, remember, if I forget, you call in tomorrow to James Anderson. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Midwest Regional Fly-In. Or Mid-East. I'm sorry, Mid-East.
Mid-East, yes. That's right, you're correct. Wow. Okay, now what is your name?
It's Brittany Garneau. And I was getting the Kids Bop tickets also.
Yes.
I'm at work, so I'm not actually going to be able to make it before 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes.
Yep, I know.
Well, have a good day at work anyhow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. Okay. Yes, indeed. You can keep us on your smartphone at work. Just type in WWGH 107.
I'll get them to her, Charlie.
Oh, I don't know if we know where she works.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's Call me back, Britton, and you can tell us off the air or whatever, and we'll have your tickets delivered to you. Glenn Coble will bring your tickets to you. How about, yeah, call me back. If we're able to get in your workplace and deliver these tickets to you. No problem. Hey, how about that? Ooh, that was unexpected. So, Britton, I hope you're listening. 11:37 is the time. 740-333-9944. So, give me a buzz. Now, remember, I'm going to give away tickets to Chris Young for tomorrow night at the State Fair. And, okay, that would be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Chris Young show. I don't know what Chris Young, is he Western? Is he a rocker? Is he a whatever? But Britton Garneau, if you can get away, or if you can have somebody come in where you're working, deliver the tickets to you, we will do that. All right. 11:37 right now is the time. And the Portofino. Got that answered. That was quite a place. Remember, I told you a couple of weeks ago, there was this ugly bartender contest to raise money for, I can't remember, was it Cancer Society or something? And I was working at WDIF then, and that was a long time ago. And they asked me, would you like to participate? I said, sure. What bar would you want to be a bartender? And I said, Portofino, because I thought it'd be interesting. And it was. It was very interesting. But it's long gone. There'll never be another Portofino. I wonder what that stood for in Italian, Portofino. Well, anyhow, let me see. Got another question here. Got the Portofino answered. Okay. Oh, yeah. What was the name of the man that sold pianos on South Main Street? Give me the name of the person that sold pianos on South Main Street, and I'll get you in for the drawing. The name of the man that sold pianos on South Main Street. He doesn't sell pianos anymore, but the building is there, and he's not there. 740, oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it Erickson?
No, it wasn't. Erickson was out east on Center.
Where did you say?
South Main.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, you just think a minute. South Main Street, who sold pianos there?
I don't know right off because I thought he was there first and then moved on to the other place.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks
so
anyhow.
I don't know right off to let somebody else guess.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yes. The man who sold pianos on South Main Street. That was a long time ago. And he was quite well known. He had a nice cruiser on Lake Erie. He docked at Cedar Point. And on his boat, he had a grand piano. Boy, did that attract attention. Yeah, that was something else. The grand piano on his cruiser. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Taylor, was that Harden?
Yes, it was. Fred Harden. Yes.
Yeah. I dumped something in the pot. I'm already in.
Okay, very good. Okay.
All right.
Okay, anybody else? 740-333-9944. Yes, that was Fred Harden. He was there for a long time. I used to advertise for Fred. And that was a long time ago. And a good question would be a hard one. What bicycle did Fred Hardin have on display in the front of his store? Now, how many of you can remember that? What kind of a bicycle did Fred Hardin have on display in the front of his store? If you can answer that, why, fine. Okay, so now we have tickets to Kids Bop, and nobody, not many are going to Kids Bop, apparently. But, oh, wait till we come to Toby Keith and Hank Williams and a few of the others. Oh, it'll all break loose. Tomorrow's Chris Young, tomorrow night at 7. Tonight it's Kids Bop at 6:30. But Chris Young, tomorrow night I got tickets for that I'm going to be awarding here at the end of my program today. So, if you got thrown in the bucket for for Chris Young tickets, you don't go away from your, because you may be the winner. Don't go away from your phone. All right, what else do I have here? Let me just look here. Okay, Kids Bop sure isn't popular. Okay. And I've got, let's see, what else? Yes, I've got 3 pairs of tickets to give away for Chris Young. We'll be doing that for 3 pairs of tickets. After Chris Young, I'll be giving those away in a 3-person drawing here coming up about 11:55, somewhere around there. And maybe I'll do it before then, because this person isn't listening, somebody will call them on and say, hey, you've won. I don't know. It gets complicated, doesn't it? Okay, 7403-399-44. What was the name of the drugstore that had a back bar that was so beautiful? Back bar is like remember the old Weller's restaurant? The back bar there? Beautiful. And most of the old-time bars had fantastic back bars. It must have cost the original owner a fortune. Allspaw Pharmacy. Not a bar. Allspaw Pharmacy had a back bar. When they went out of business, that back bar was secured by our judge friend, Charles and Myers. He had it in his barn out at Morrill. That's right. He used to have parties out there once a year, and the back bar was so prominent. Well, when the judge, I think the latter part of his life, if not after he died, the back bar was removed from his barn in Morrill and re-erected where? Well, I'll tell you what, Heritage Hall. You can go down there today, I think, and see the back bar, Heritage Hall. And that back bar has a lot of history. Can you imagine all the stories that were told by bar patrons sitting in front of that back bar? You know, the back bar is the big mirror and all the decorations and advertisements around it. All those stories that were told, my goodness. Well, it's 11:44, coming up on 11:45, and we're getting nowhere fast right now. Stay tuned. We're going to be drawing for the State Fair tickets for tomorrow night in about 10 minutes. So stick with us. 7403-399-44. We'll be right back after a couple of words. Don't go away. Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Scorpius has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back. And this will be our last segment here this morning. We'll see you again, of course, tomorrow at the same time. And by the way, we're going to even up our hours by being here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the same time. And that would be 10 till noon. 3 days a week. Same time. And that's instead of being on Friday afternoons. So it's going to be 3 days a week, 10 till noon, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's easy to remember. It was always so hard to separate the Friday from the others. But not anymore. Make it easier for all of us. Okay, I can go fishing on Friday afternoons. Well, I haven't been fishing in ages. And I got my grandson Brandon that went into the Air Force. I've got all of his fishing gear in the house. I should take advantage of it. But then I would have to clean the fish, wouldn't I? And that's the way it goes. Okay, now, if you want to be registered to win tickets for tomorrow night's show at the Ohio State Fair, it's Chris Young. I've got 3 pairs of tickets to give away for that. Now, how about that? I hope they're all listening. I tell you what, because of the fact that you need some lead time, I'm going to draw those tickets right now for the show tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. Now, hear that in the background? Yes, my bucket of tickets. Whoop. Dropped one. Just a second. I got to reach down and get this one off the floor. Ooh, boy. I almost ended up on the floor myself. Okay. No, okay. Listeners, are you ready? Here are the tickets for the show tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. And the show tomorrow night is Chris Young. All right, you ready? First winner, Pete Gruber. Pete Gruber, I write that down here. What's the name of the show? Young, all right. Pete Gruber can go tomorrow night to the Ohio State Fair with free tickets. A pair of tickets and a pair of getting in. Oh, here's another. Ralph Thicker. Thicker, yes. Okay. Ralph Thicker gets... Thicker, why am I saying thicker? It's Thacker. Yeah. Okay. There's 2. Now, I need one more. One more winner for tomorrow night's entertainment at the Ohio State Fair, plus a free admission. Let me see here. Oh, here's one. Danelle Austin. Wow. Okay. I'm right down here, Young. Okay, so here are our winners. Ralph Thacker, Danelle Austin, and Pete Gruber. Now, the 3 of you will have to pick up these tickets here shortly. Well, you've got 2 tomorrow morning. And tonight, I think. I know, we'll tell you here later on, or before we're off here. So I've got 3 winners for 3 pairs of tickets to the talent tomorrow night at State Fair. That's Chris Young. Plus, you will also get, each of these people will get 1 ticket to get into the State Fair. All right, got that? Okay. Got to set them aside here. Okay. Now, just a second. A caller's coming in. Okay, caller, go ahead. Hello, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Bob.
Danielle.
Yes.
Austin.
Yes. Can she pick up the tickets?
Austin is my daughter-in-law, but yeah. She has to work to go with somebody else.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Well, thanks for telling us. Okay, Bob. All right, Bob Austin. Okay, we got to draw one more. Okay, we're reaching the big bucket here. See what we come up with. David Burns. Okay, let me put this down here. David Burns, he gets two tickets to tomorrow night's entertainment at the Ohio State Fair, plus tickets to get in the State Fair. How about that? Pete Gruber, Ralph Thacker, and David Burns all get in for the talent tomorrow night. And you can pick up your tickets here at WWGH. Okay. So that's accomplished today. Now, what else can we do here in the 5 minutes? Well, we got more. We got about 8 minutes left in the program today. Okay. Maybe let's see. What can we draw for? Interesting. Okay. Well, I just hope. Now, if you know Ralph, give him a buzz. Tell him he's won tickets to the entertainment tomorrow night at the State Fair. And if you know Pete, I think we already talked to Pete Gruber this morning, and he's won two tickets. David Burns won two tickets. So, let's hear from all those people. And let's see, you've got, well, maybe just before I go off the air, we'll explain further. Yeah, when we can pick up the tickets. And Scott, why don't you get a... Yeah.
Oh, there's some giveaways.
Oh, good. Giveaways. Yes. Scott, tell them once again. Now, I've got three winners here for the show.
Right.
Tomorrow night.
Yes, and you can pick them up until 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
Between 4 and 6 tonight, or between 10 and 1 tomorrow, Thursday.
Okay. So what should I do with these?
I will pin those to the tickets.
Okay.
And
they get tickets to get in with those.
And they get tickets to get in. And if you can't use them, let us know so we can draw again, yeah. Like Bob did.
The Kids Bop is...
Yeah. Well, if you want to go to Kids Bop, just let us know.
Yeah.
That's tonight.
We'll wave goodbye. Okay. So I'll keep these tickets for the tomorrow night's... Okay. Oh, boy. It's 11:53 Eastern Standard Time. No, it's daylight time, isn't it? I hope they keep it on daylight time because it's lighter longer. But it's darker earlier, isn't it? Yeah. Or is it? Let's see. If it's lighter longer, is it lighter in the morning? Well, I guess it is, isn't it? I don't know. It's too early in the day. 11:54 is the time, and good weather, though. Boy, that's nice. And if you survived last week, I just wonder how many people did get ill last week, breathing 90-degree weather. Wasn't that something? Oh, boy. If you survived that, you're a winner, that's for sure. Okay, apparently, we've not done well on these... Kids Bop tickets, have we? So I guess that takes care of that. Oh, interesting. Okay, let me see. Kids Bop. I wonder if it's much of an entertainment. And we didn't get Ed here to get his tickets for the Kids Bop. Wow. We're getting nowhere today. But we've got thank goodness we have a lot of listeners. And boy, wait till we give away tickets to the more famous country western people. Oh, my goodness. That is going to be fun. Okay. And tomorrow I'll have giveaways. Maybe I'll do that yet today. Let me see here. I've got a whole raft of giveaways. Let me see. I'm trying to keep everything separate in front of me. Okay. How many of you would like to have two tickets to Zumbezi Bay or the Wilds Or, what else have I got? I got a lot of Zumbezi Bay. I got a lot of the Dublin Irish Festival. Okay, I got... Oh, here we go. All right, hello, good morning.
Charlie.
Yes.
Ralph Backer.
Yes, Ralph.
Hey, I could use them tickets, but just go ahead and make another drawing for them and give them to somebody else.
Oh, okay, Ralph. Okay.
Yeah, I could use them, but we had a little other plans anyway,
yeah, sure.
So we wasn't planning on getting draws.
Okay, all right. Very good,
and
Ralph.
That way, we'll give somebody else a chance.
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay, uh-huh, bye.
Okay. Now, do we have someone else here we could draw? Well, yeah. I'll do it right now. In place of Ralph, it's, let me see. Let me dig down in here. Oh, here's somebody calling. Okay, caller, go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Oh. Hello, caller.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes.
Are you doing any questions for the giveaways today?
Or well,
just giving away.
I'm all confused right now. Let me see. I've got 3 minutes left in the program. Do you want to go somewhere today?
I'd love to go to Zumbezi Bay.
Okay, you got the tickets. Okay, gotcha.
Awesome. My name's Derek. I'll be in.
Derek? Okay,
uh-huh.
Derek. Good enough.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
All right, well, that's good. Derek, all right. Now, I'm glad to be able to do that. And Derek, Zumbezi Bay. Write that in here. Okay. Today's the 22nd, is it? No, it's the 24th. Okay. All right, we're about done with everything today. Okay, so we got 2 Zumbezi Bay tickets going out to Derek. All right. And and Glenn Coble will be on this afternoon, too. Don't forget that. Yes. And tomorrow, James Anderson. I don't know where my good friend George Katsotis is today. Maybe he's home watching the debate or whatever you want to call it on TV, trying to put Mueller, and if it's in German, why don't they pronounce his name Mueller? Like German, and not Mueller, but yet they must know what they're doing. And so they're giving him the third degree, and he only wanted the second degree. Oh, my. And now listen, the people questioning him, too, know that this is their chance to make hay while the sun shines. In other words, make a campaign statement. That they may be campaigning for their office, and the more they can be seen or heard, the better campaigning for them. So that's what you got to think of, too, when they ask certain questions, maybe, that that stand out. But apparently that's going to be on all day, isn't it? That poor Mueller, he ought to be exhausted. Are they going to give him something to eat or something to drink? Wow. But it's really interesting. And I suppose everybody else will be watching that all afternoon. Okay. So, I have 2 tickets to give away here shortly to to Derek. Okay. And that's about going to wipe us up for today. Wipe us up, yes. Yes, I guess so. And we'll be back tomorrow. Remember, 10 to 12 every day, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's going to be simple to remember now. 10 to 12, Monday, not Monday, but Wednesday through...
You're listening to WWGH Friday. Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The talking place for 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said, now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106, and this is my wish. I always wish that would happen. I wish I would have a part of it. and I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant? What was your experience with that?
Well, you know, when you're born and raised up in this violence, you didn't know any better. You didn't pay any attention. You would pass this restaurant and it say white. Then you just, oh, you can't go in there because that's white. That's white. Then you go to the other one or go someplace there. Oh, we can go in here because it's black. And then you go in black. And a lot of white people like black people's cooking. And they would go in our restaurant sometime and get what they want to eat or to have you to fix it or either come to their house and cook. They would eat to the dining room and you would eat in the kitchen. You come in the back door and you leave in the back door. And we didn't pay it any attention because we just figured at the time that was like it gonna be. I didn't ever think it would ever be a change. But it is.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting